Well, when Jane Ace lent Mr. Ace some money so he could go into the real estate business with Mr. Neff, she declared herself a partner in the business. And every day she comes to the office to see how things are going. Things went very bad on the very first deal Mr. Ace had, thanks to Jane. This episode is in alternating scenes. Mr. Ace's office, and then to Mr. Neff's office. But first to Mr. Ace's office, where we find Marge has dropped in on her lunch hour. Listen.
Well, what a really swell-elegant office.
Yes, wasn't it?
Wasn't it? What do you mean? It is a beautiful office.
I mean, I'm practically out of business. I'm just standing here waiting for the order to come through to close up the place.
What order? What are you talking about?
Oh, Marge, what I've been through this morning. Oh.
I'll bet it's Jane.
No bet.
I thought so. I knew you were going to have trouble the first day you told me you made her a partner here. You shouldn't have.
It was the only thing I could do to get the money. How did I know she was going to be an active partner? Did I know that she... Oh, what's the use of talking about it? I'm all finished.
You are not. What was it? Tell me. It couldn't be as bad as you look.
Well, unless I look like Boris Karloff, I'm not looking half as awful as it was.
Wait till I figure that out.
Oh, this is no joke, Marge. Neff brings over my very first client, a man who means my first chance to put over a deal, to show Neff that I've got the stuff, and I just about... Oh.
Oh, stop groaning and tell me what happened.
Well, she came here this morning again.
Jane, huh?
Yes. First she started the merry day off by hanging curtains. Instead of whistling while she worked, she let the hammer fly out of her hand and broke a brand new water cooler in there.
Oh, good.
That wasn't bad enough. Then I decided to try to get rid of her. It sent her out of the office by sending her on a special errand. I kidded her into thinking it was very important. We needed some stamps.
You sent her for stamps?
Yes, I told her it was very important that we have some, and that she was the only one I could trust with the money.
I see. Yeah?
Well, she was just about to go when Betty announced that Mr. Neff was here.
Oh, how's Betty getting along as your secretary?
Oh, I'm not complaining about Betty. It's Jane.
Well, what happened?
Well, when I heard Mr. Neff was here, I couldn't let Jane be seen. She couldn't go out that door there because I promised Neff she would not come down here. You know the way he complained when I told him I got that money from Jane and he was afraid she'd want to run the business?
Yes, I know. So what did you do with her?
Well, I was desperate. I hid her in that closet there.
What? You did?
I did. Brilliant man that I am. I hid her there and told her to stay hidden till she heard them leave. Neff brought over this client with him.
Well, did they stay long and Jane in that closet all the time?
Oh, not too long. It seems that this old man Thompson, he's a guy over 50, he's an old crony of Neff's. Thompson wants to get married to some young girl he's been going with. His children don't want him to.
Yeah?
Well, they've had him shadowed to see that he doesn't do anything foolish with his money. Well, one of the foolish things he wants to do is to sell a big farm he owns. He's afraid he's being followed, and they'll find that out.
The kids, you mean, huh?
Yes. Well, I stepped out of the room to have Betty draw up an agreement making me his agent. I'd only been out of the room a minute. Jane heard this other door close when I went out, and she thought they were gone, and...
Good grief. And she came out? She came traipsing out of this closet?
Oh, the more I think of it...
Well, what did they say?
Well, this old man Thompson started hollering. He knew he was being followed. He tore out of here, and he was followed by Neff, who shook his fist in my face and gave me a short talk without slides on my promise not to have Jane here. And, well, that's all that happened here today. I mean, outside of that, it was practically lonesome here.
Well, what to do?
What to do? Well, I'm going to sell that chair there. I'll store the desk.
Oh, now stop talking like an idiot. This can be straightened out.
Oh, it can, huh?
Where's Jane?
Oh, Jane's going to straighten it out.
No, where is she?
Oh, she's out shopping for stamps. That was the last I saw of her when she walked out of that closet. And to make Mr. Thompson more certain that she was following him, Neff asked her what she was doing here and where she was going, and all she said was government business.
Government business?
Yeah, the stamps. That was my fault. I told her it was government business.
Well, it's a nice mess all around, I call it.
Now, how do I get into things like this?
Principally because you don't have the right kind of understandings with Jane.
Oh.
Now, if you'd have told her in the first place just what the situation is and explained it thoroughly instead of kidding her into thinking she's a partner in the business.
Then I wouldn't have gotten the money from her at all.
Oh, nonsense. She'd have given it to you. You didn't use the right approach.
There wasn't much time for approach. It had to be done quickly.
Well, that's all over, and there's no use worrying about that. The thing to do now is to try to undo what you've done.
Well, that's a very pretty speech. Just how would you
go about it? Well, I'd start with Jane. You've got to make her see what this is all about, that Neff doesn't want her here, that she nearly wrecked everything. And then when you make her understand, have a talk with Neff, with Jane present, to convince him that she understands now and that she's not going to interfere again.
Oh, I hope I can do that.
Oh, sure you can. Now, the first thing to do is to get Jane and... Well, speak of angels.
Yeah, you hear the clatter of their horns.
Oh, hello, Marge. When did you get here?
Oh, I just dropped in to see the new office.
Oh, isn't it nice? And wait till I finish hanging the curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hello, dear. Here the same. You know, I had the hardest time making the $10 come out even. Well, I finally got them, and I had 2 cents left over, so I just weighed myself twice and came right back. Here they are. Where should I put them?
Look, Jane, can I have a talk with you?
Well, I was going out to lunch. Would you like to make an appointment for this afternoon?
An appointment?
No, we're going to talk to you right now.
About what?
About you and the way you've nearly wrecked this business.
The way I wrecked this... Well, just because I spent the 2 extra pennies weighing
no,
myself?
No, it's not the 2 extra pennies you spent weighing
now,
yourself.
Now, take it easy, my friend.
Well,
now, what is it, then, if it isn't the 2 extra pennies?
Now, Jane, this may come as a complete shock to you, but Mr. Neff doesn't want you around the office.
Mr. Neff doesn't want me around?
No, he doesn't like women meddling in business. And this morning, when Ace hid you in that closet, he hid you from Mr. Neff. When you walked out and Neff saw you there, he got so mad, he's threatening to break up the whole business, partnership and all.
Well, not my partnership.
Oh, your partnership.
Yes, mine. And you can't say I'm not a partner. I've got it in black and blue. That note you gave me and signed your name to it proves that
I... We know all about that, Jane. But unless you give up this notion of coming down here and hanging around the office during business hours, the whole business is going to close up.
Close up?
Yes, close up. Neff doesn't want you here.
Well, this is a fine time to tell me. A fine how do you do? After I put up my money and you told me I was a partner.
Well, you can still be a partner, Jane. An undercover partner.
Undercover partner?
Yes, that's it, Jane.
You mean I should stay in bed all day and let them run the business without
stay
me?
Stay in bed? Oh, that's a good idea at that. And for 2 cents, I'd see to it that you never even got out of it.
Oh, so it is on account of those extra 2 pennies.
What 2 pennies?
No, Jane. Now you listen to me. You've got a chance now to prove what you're made of. You can save everything. All you have to do is to go to Mr. Neff with Ace and tell the old man that you have nothing to do with the business, that you just happened to come in, and you won't make a habit of it.
But I'm supposed to be a partner.
If you don't do this, you're going to break up the...
Oh, wait a minute. Maybe this is Neff now. Hello? Hello, yes. Oh, yes, Mr. Neff. Well, I'm glad you called, Mr. Neff. I want to explain to you just what... Yes, she's here, but I promise you that in the future... What? Yeah, I'll hold her here if you want me to, but I thought I could explain to you.
You keep that wife of yours there until I come over. I'm bringing Mr. Thompson with me. Now, come on, get your hat.
Well, I tell you, that woman has been following me.
And I tell you to stop your whimpering and get your hat. I'm going to prove to you that she isn't following me.
Now, what was she doing there in that closet if she wasn't listening to every word that I...
Ah, he didn't want me to see her there. Haven't I told you a dozen times how that happened? Didn't you hear him say he had to make her a partner in the business?
Oh, he was just saying that to cover up for himself. He doesn't want to lose me as a customer.
Ah, you're talking like a fool. Now, come on. I'm going to prove it to you. You can talk to Mrs. Ace herself.
I won't believe it. You don't expect me to believe a trumped-up story like that. Who ever heard of hiding a partner in a closet?
I told you why he did that. He didn't want me to see her there.
I don't see what harm having his wife there this morning could do.
Not harm? Good heavens, man. You can see for yourself what harm it can do. You saw what it did this morning. It works out that way every time she's around. That's why I warned him to keep her away from the office.
Doesn't sound reasonable to me.
Well, I'm going to prove it to you right now. Get your hat.
I know she's been following me. Those children of mine would stop at nothing to break
up... I don't know anything about that, but I do know that Mrs. Ace had nothing to do with that part of it. I'll prove it to you in 5 minutes. Now, come on.
Well, I'll come, but I don't like it.
One time, she'll come in handy. She's done the last meddling.
Believe, Jay, that it's very important that Mr. Neff be told that you're not a partner anymore. Unless you tell him that, we're sunk. I only hope it's not too late to make amends.
Jane, it's up to you. When he gets here, you've got to tell him you've given up this partnership idea and that from now on you're staying home and minding your housework.
You understand?
Well, I guess there's nothing else I can do.
Oh, atta girl, Jane.
Now, you understand. You're not a partner.
Not a partner, all right.
Now, stick to that and make it sound convincing. You may even have to promise him that you'll never come around her anymore. Anything to save his business.
Oh, she'll do it all right, won't you, Jane?
I guess I have to.
Sure you do. It's the only way
out. Don't let Mr. Neff upset you. Just stick to your story. You're through being a partner.
Through? I hardly was at all 2 days.
Well, that's it. You never were to start with. Not really an active partner. Tell him that. Tell him that... Oh, here he is.
Now, remember, James.
Well, come in, Mr. Neff. Oh, hello, Mr. Thompson.
What's she doing here?
Oh. Me? Oh, I just came in on my lunch hour to see the new office, friend of the family and all that.
Oh, Mr. Thompson, this is Miss Hale.
How do you do?
And I believe you sort of met Mrs. Ace this morning. This is Mr. Thompson.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Now, Mrs. Ace, I want you to tell Mr. Thompson just how you happened to be in that closet this morning. Go ahead. Tell him. Tell him about the partnership and everything.
What partnership?
What partnership?
Oh, Jane, tell him that you're not good.
Aren't you a partner in this business? Tell Mr. Thompson how it all happened.
I'm not a partner.
You're not a...
I knew it. She's been following me. You're all...
Now, just a second, Mr. Thompson. She doesn't understand what we're driving at.
Mrs. Hayes, for the last time, I ask you, I beg you to tell Mr. Thompson about the partnership in this business and how you happen to be here today.
Well, I'm not a partner, Mr. Neff. Where on earth did you get that idea?
She's not a partner, you see.
That's right, Mr. Thompson. He understands.
But, Mrs. Hayes, I'm trying to...
I've heard enough. That... She told it she's not a partner. Now, you're not a partner, are you, Mrs. Ace?
No, sir.
But, Mrs. Ace, you don't follow me.
You don't understand. That's why I don't follow you.
Well, I understand all I want
to. Sure, Mr. Thompson understands. I follow him.
I thought so. She's been following me.
I give up.
I'm sunk.
The whole business is sunk.
Well, that's my story, and we're all sunk with it.
Oh. Well, if Mr. Ace can extricate himself from that, he's a better man than we give him credit for being. We learn more about the affairs of the new real estate business, minus Jane as a partner, when next we meet the Easy Aces.